We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Let's go. Let us go. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to grieve, to get the airing of the grievances on the air. Festivus Friday, and we do have a line open if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. I failed to ask before we went on the air, but you get the honorary first one if you want it.
You know, I think it's that Presbyterian fell today. So violently tumbled right out of the tournament.
Poor Presbyterian.
I don't have a grievance because I've picked Marquette to go all the way, and they eked one out today.
They did eke one out. Let's see. Auburn and Yale are having a real battle.
I know it! Two-point game, baby!
Yale's putting up a fight. Florida-Colorado, a three-point difference right now. Colorado up by three.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun tonight.
And Marquette was toying with, who did they have earlier?
I don't remember.
I'll have to go back and look. My boys from Nebraska play in about 45 minutes.
So much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
How are we feeling about that one?
Nervous, but excited.
Yeah.
Got the Nebraska flag up at the house today.
Uh-huh.
Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Oh, this one hurts my heart from the text line. Because, you know, Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal just came out yesterday. And I believe it's a series, not a movie, but I'll check on that. My grievance is with Roadhouse 2024. Maybe not trash, but it's unmemorable at best. No. Because I was talking to somebody this morning who watched it last night, and they said it was awesome.
Uh-huh, okay. I wouldn't look for it come Oscar time. Just leave it at that.
Those of us who enjoy that kind of stuff aren't looking for Oscars. Ednita in Wichita. Ednita, hello.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Well, my grievance is I'm in probate law, wills, trusts, all that.
Yeah.
People with their estates or people trying to take their estates, man, it's just ridiculous. People need to let go of their money or I don't know, just stop taking everybody else's.
Yeah, Ednita, that's a good one. And I bet if you sat down in a room with a bunch of probate lawyers, they would tell you the same thing. All day, every day.
Nathan, you've got two asterisks next to your name, but I'm going to take a gamble on you. Nathan and KCK, hello.
Oh, no. What did I do?
I don't know. But Sam deemed you worthy of two asterisks.
Uh-huh. What'd you say, Nathan?
Oh, well, I apologize, Sam. I guess I had one grievance, but now I have two. I must be a terrible comedian. I heard earlier Scott said that the Royals release is sucking taxpayer money.
Whoa.
I think he said releasing taxpayer money, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I can't take a risk.
Nathan, we're going to put you on hold because it sounded like you said something else, but I don't think that you did, but I know what Scott thinks that you maybe said that sounded like.
I thought
like,
I heard an F-word.
I know.
We'll go over the tape, and maybe that's why you have two asterisks. So we're going to stick with the text line until we get the
can I have a grievance?
Back. Yes,
your
course.
Pronunciation of the word asterisk.
Why?
Because you are mispronouncing it.
It's asterisk.
Asterisk.
It's asterisk.
Asterisk?
Asterisk.
There's asterisk.
No, there's an E in there.
No.
By the way, the two asterisks were very minimal.
Ascari.
And I did not foresee.
Sam, send me to the pronouncers and slower down.
I know what it is. It's asterisk.
Asterisk.
Yes.
Asterisk.
That's not what you just said.
That's what I said. Asterisk. A-S-T-E-R-I-S-K.
While we are waiting
like February.
For this to...
You don't pronounce the E.
Asterisk.
Wait, now you're saying it the same way he
you're
said
saying it.
It
like I said it.
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
No, you just changed the way you said it.
You said asterisk.
And that is music.
While we are waiting for this to build back up, some very funny breaking news at 5 o'clock
asterisk.
On a Friday even.
Slower down.
Asterisks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait for the apology.
Major
asterisks.
League Baseball mm-hmm. has just formally announced an investigation into the Otani and his interpreter case. Hilariously, at exactly 5 p.m. on a Friday. And it says, and I quote, Major League Baseball has been gathering information since we learned about the allegations involving the two from the news media. Earlier today, our DOI, Department of Investigations, began their formal process investigating the matter. There is no funnier, more ridiculous move.
Dana, you and I...
5 p.m. on a Friday, we're gathering information. We didn't know about this till the news media came calling.
Dana, you and I have been in this business collectively for close to 60 years, yeah. I believe.
During the NCAA tournament, no less.
Right. If you are an organization or a politician or yep. a company that is trying to bury a story,
yep.
when do you release that news?
4:59 on a Friday.
That's exactly right.
Or 5:01 if you can stretch
during
it.
During the NCAA tournament when Yale is only a couple of points behind Auburn.
From the text line, Sam, what does it take to get 3 asterisks? I have lofty goals, brother.
Well, I mean, some people get the whole bar. There is a screen with names on it. And if you are crazy enough... I don't hold back on the asterisks.
Asterisks.
Yeah.
Asterisks.
Asterisks.
Where are we at on the dump?
Enough.
Yeah, we're fine.
All right.
Just be quick.
Nathan, did you say the F word?
Oh, my God. We're putting it back on?
No, I did not.
Okay. We thought we heard the F word.
Oh, okay.
All right. What's your grievance, my friend?
I guess I'm all over the place now. What I said was sucking with an S.
Got it.
So I heard you say that the Royals were leeches sucking taxpayer money.
No, I said the.
Yet I heard you say that you want them to stay in Kansas City.
No.
Nathan.
The Royals.
And that would be the driver of the asterisks because it was a bad joke.
Nathan, the Royals, meaning Kate Middleton.
Prince William, King Charles.
Beatrice, Eugenie.
Yes, I thought I said those Royals are leeches of taxpayer dollars.
We did follow up a John Sherman interview about the Kansas City Royals with a discussion about Kate Middleton's cancer PR disaster with the Royals.
I will say I popped out of the studio for a quick moment, and when I came back in and the first phrase I heard Scott say was the Royals are leeching money, I was like, wow, what a weird turn in this conversation.
Oh, no. My God, that is hilarious. We were talking about the tax-funded...
The British
Royal
ones.
British family.
Not the Kansas City
not the
ones.
Kansas City Royals. Oh my God.
And Nathan, avoid the word sucking when you're talking to radio hosts because we go into panic mode and start seeing $250,000 fly out the door. Jim in South Kansas City. Jim, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking. You're very kind.
Good. My grievance is when people are entering the on-ramp onto a highway, that somehow they think that the car already there has an obligation to move over or slow down to let them in. Now, I get it, it's a courtesy, but it's the people aren't coming on the on-ramp or have the obligation to yield to people already there.
Oh. Mm. Jim, can I clarify? I now have one of those cars that goes from 0 to really super fast in just a second. And I have now started to maybe use that technology to get further ahead on the on-ramp. Am I not supposed to be doing that?
Well, I don't have any problem if you do that, as long as it doesn't cause me to have to move over
okay.
or slow down.
That's fair. I'm not going to lie. I'm now an on-ramp quicker merger rusher person.
Jim, are you one, though, that if I'm coming up the on-ramp, I'm not challenging your grievance. I'm asking for clarification. If I'm coming up the on-ramp and there's no one to your left, are you one who just holds your lane?
Well, but you don't always see that if there's someone on your left or you don't have time. They may be there in your blind spot. And so you just don't have an obligation to move over if you don't have time to check that lane and get moved over before somebody else just pulls over into you.
Okay. All right, buddy. We got you in. There's your grievance, and I will not challenge it. But I want to.
I really want to as well.
I really want to challenge that grievance.
Especially if it's a four-lane highway like
435.
Sam? Oh, come on.
Sam?
I said I want to. I'm not going to.
913-586-7798. Justin, JT, Shane, and the others. Hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. A number of people are saying, hey, I thought we didn't challenge grievances. Sam came dangerously close to the line, but I don't think he went over it.
I did not challenge it.
You got really close.
Despite walking up to the edge of the cliff, I did not jump. That is correct.
Festivus Friday. Let's go to Justin in Shawnee. Justin, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Hi.
My grievance is basically with communication. I was dumped this week by text. And I'm 42 years old.
Oh.
Been dating for about a month and a half. And it was extremely vague, too. There was no detail to it. I really just thought I was past that stage and not dating 20-year-olds. But communication, people. We have more communication. We can all get better in lots of areas and just talk it out.
Brother.
By text? I mean, that's not quite as bad as the Post-it note in Sex and the City. But it's bad.
That's really bad.
It's a little better than being ghosted, I guess. But still, communicate. That's all I got to say.
Justin, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
And Scott, I got my Nebraska hoodie on, so good luck to us.
Aww.
Go Big Red. Go Big Red.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. By the way, I think they have 30 minutes between the games, if I'm not mistaken. And the Auburn-Yale game, which I believe is on the same court as the Nebraska game is going to be, I think, I'm not sure. Is running a little bit late.
Yeah, the KU game that was supposed to tip off already late at 8:55 last night did not see the court until after 9:20.
Everyone is exhausted.
You know what I was doing at 9:20? Shane and Olathe, welcome to Festivus Friday. Hello.
Hey, happy Friday. Hey, before I get my grievance, is there a way, I think I know the rules, that you guys can't challenge. Can I throw myself on the sword and throw a little bit of challenge on Jim?
You can do whatever you want,
Shane.
That is correct.
Thank you. When the engineers designed a highway, they put these things like bridges that don't just jump up out of you. You see them coming for probably a mile away, which indicates an on-ramp. If you're holding your lane, you just earned your ticket to jerk errors, in my opinion. And to Dana's part on her conversation, I also have a car that goes 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds. That is the, you're leaving pit road trying to get up to speed and yes, floor it and go have fun. That's what the car's there for. But yeah, if you're
it's awesome.
Holding your lane because you were there first. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And by the way, I misspoke. Nebraska's in the South region. JT in Shawnee. Hello.
Hey, guys. Happy Festivus.
Same to you.
Unfortunately, my grievance this week, Scott's with you. Okay. And it's nothing big. It's just something that's driving me nuts. You told us yesterday that Roadhouse was a series, or you thought it was a series. And I can't honestly believe that somewhere in the last 24 hours, you haven't had 2 minutes to look at it on IMDb to figure out it's a 124-minute movie.
He would not know what IMDb is, but I do, JT.
That's not true. I do know what IMDb
is. Every
sure
time you say it, it's driving me nuts, man. But I still appreciate you guys. I'm going to have a wonderful weekend.
JT, I hope you do the same. JT,
yeah.
Hold up, bro. All right, so it's a movie. I believe it's on Prime, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
So, see, I've done a little bit of research, not a lot. Is it worth my 134 minutes?
I cannot say because I have not had a chance to watch it myself.
Okay, all right. So I'll check.
I haven't had 2 hours to devote to it, but I plan to this weekend.
Okay, buddy. All right. Take care. Do appreciate the grievance. Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. So last weekend, I bought a motorcycle and was riding it to work this week because I'm a glutton for punishment. Don't mind a little bit of cold. and I had to dodge a recliner on a K-pad. So I have a whole new level of grievance toward people not securing their loads.
Bingo.
If you're not, whatever you've got on the back of your vehicle, make sure it is strapped down and, you know, flick the strap and say, yeah, that's not going anywhere. If you don't do that, it's not secured. You need to check your load again.
Amen. Mike, that's always what terrifies me about motorcycles. You can be doing every single thing right, and then some idiot with a recliner stops you literally in your tracks.
And to piggyback on Mike, Dana and I saw it earlier this week. Yep. Six mattresses is too many for one strap. Yeah.
Princess and the Pea, I'm talking to you.
When you guys were in traffic together?
Yeah. Somebody and he aggressively maneuvered around me.
By the way, you called me an aggressive maneuverer, and you just admitted to using your 0 to 60 in 1.4 all the time.
Only when there is an on-ramp available.
You mean every time you get on the highway?
It's one of my favorite things to do in that car. There was a Mustang the other day.
It goes to 0 to 60 how
fast? It does. There was a Mustang to my left, and it tried, you know, he was like, let's go. And I just go, bitch, please.
her specific model?
It's so fast.
Wait, which model do you have?
It to be fast.
We've been in your car when you have, like, punched it.
There are times where they will tell you in some of the models, you have to lean back into the headrest.
To prepare for the
G-force.
Or
it will throw you back into your headrest.
I think I know which model you have.
Yeah.
And yours does it in 4.2 seconds.
Wow.
But Tesla does happen to have the fastest
street-legal
vehicle.
It's the Plaid.
The Tesla Plaid, which does it in 1.9.
And you can get whiplash, Scott. They tell you you have to lean back into it when you punch it.
Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, I swear.
My Kia gets to 60 in like 20 seconds.
Right, with someone else driving it.
913.
Hey-o.
We're in my car.
And not legally. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. Joe at KCI. Joe, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
My grievance is with drivers who don't have enough courtesy to let other drivers merge onto the highway. So I can attest to that. If we all just had a little more courtesy, that would help. So
Joe, thank you. This is
turning into
the merging hour.
I think we're denoting a trend
on
here
Dana and Parks.
Poked something.
By the way, your score, Colorado 84. They've actually come back. And then they just erased it, I think, to 75.
No, 84 to 75, Colorado over Florida
over
with
Florida.
7 minutes left.
And then Yale still hanging in, baby. Yale 62, Auburn 68 with 6 minutes to go.
Mm.
Look at you, Yale.
Go get them, boys. All right, telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Lily and the others, hang tight. We do have a couple of open lines if you want to get your grievance in. 913-586-7798.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're going to have to push pause. We need a timeout.
What has happened?
So, Sam, who was the guy who called in earlier who could not get out of his lane?
Jim.
His name was Jim.
Okay.
The lane holder.
And he has started
a firestorm.
A
trend that we cannot allow here.
Half of the grievances right now are about proper ramp to highway etiquette. So, listen, this is not topic. This is Festivus Friday. So we'll entertain one or two, and that's it.
I will say legally, Jim is correct.
Okay.
Courtesy
See,
wise.
Now you're just making it worse. Let me explain something. Okay. It is 5:35 on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Yale is only 4 points behind Auburn. We just need you guys to call in and grieve and let me watch the game. So let's go to the phones.
Lily,
so we can just do what Dana wants to do.
Lily and Lee Summit. Hello.
Lily, you have the floor. You go, girl, as long as you want.
Hello, hello. Happy Friday.
And same to you.
All right. So this has been driving me bonkers.
Okay.
All right. My Missouri tags expired in January. So like a good girl, I went in January and got a 2-year tag, so 26. And the 26 tags are the same exact color as the 2023 tags that are all over the city, expired and yep, needing to get taken out. And it's driving me crazy because in January was the first time that the 26 tags were available. So there's not many out there right now.
Lily, wait. I'm going to stop you right there. Yeah. I just saw this on Twitter within the last 5 minutes. It is so weird that you just, did you post it on Twitter?
No.
This is so weird. I just saw it and they said, I just got my plate and it's the exact same boring old plate. And where are the new ones?
Well, it's not the plate exactly. It's the actual tag. Because in Missouri, we have, you have to get like the color tag that says 23, 24, 25, 26. And so the little sticker is the same color as 2023. So unless you are right up close to it, you cannot tell if it's a 2023 or a 2026.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Hmm. So get this. So I drive to Sedalia a good bit for work down 50 East, and there's always like state troopers parked out there trying to catch somebody speeding, and so I never speed. And so I was driving the other day, and there was a trooper in the median, and he did a U-ey and started tailing me, and I wasn't speeding. I knew exactly what he was doing. He got 3 inches from my bumper because I know he couldn't tell if it was a 23 or a 26 unless you're right up on it. And I know he was probably trying to bust me for an expired tag. And I'm like, dude, you can stay there as long as you want. Like, I'm legal.
Lily, I love this story because I thought when I first saw the tweet, they meant the actual license plate. It's the sticker.
On the temp?
No. You know, you got to have your little sticker.
Oh, I see. Lily.
They didn't think to mix up the colors over 10 years. Pick 10 colors.
There's a number of colors. We could go with violet. Blue.
Even the bars in P&L change their wristband colors every night.
Bill in Overland Park. Bill, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you very much.
I it's a minor grievance. Me and my wife listen to you guys every Friday. She loves Festive Friday. I'm now liking Festive Friday.
You don't like Festive Friday?
Huh?
You don't like Festivus Friday? Is that what you said?
No, I do like Festivus Friday.
Okay. Okay.
My grievance is you guys interrupt Festivus Friday with giving us a sports shows and times and things like that. I've got a phone. I know what the scores are. They're right on my phone. I can see them. I don't need the scores. I want to hear more Festivus Friday.
Which we would do, Bill, if 9 people weren't calling in about merging.
Okay. Okay. I agree on the merging, you know. Well, I look over. There's in the lane. I get over.
Can I mildly challenge your grievance or not?
Sure.
Okay, Bill, you're listening from home. I can tell by the sound, by the echo in the background, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I'm in my front room.
you're in your what?
Front room.
Okay, you're in your living room, whatever.
Yeah.
85% of radio listeners listen in their car. And these games are not, unless you have Sirius or whatever, you could go find them.
Okay. I understand. I get it right now. Okay. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, that's
perfectly fine.
I mean, we're just for the 85.
I can do it at home all the time.
Yeah, for the 85% of the listeners who are in their car, we're just giving them the score. And quite frankly, I'm not going to lie, Dana and I get very excited during March Madness, and we think this might be the greatest time of year. It's almost like a little Christmas.
Christmas in here.
Brian in Kansas City. Hello, Brian, with one asterisk.
Hello, love you show, first time caller. Listen every day. I'm a professional truck driver. I listen to you guys my 10, 12 hours every day.
Oh,
so anyway,
thank you so much.
But anyway, so I haul asphalt for a living, and I haul it in a big dump truck, 100,000 pounds.
Wow.
Every day. It's legal. I'm permitted for it. But anyway, and it's got all, I mean, it's got six axles, biggest ones you can get. Anyways, so I'm so heavy, I always go stay in the right length. You never know if you're going to get a half tire blowout. God forbid, because it does happen. You know, you want to be away from the traffic. Second of all, these cars that are coming and merging, and I'm only referring to a semi, my semi per se, but when they're merging, it is more dangerous for me to swerve or move or to slow down, or I can't speed up. I'm slow and heavy. So these cars are making it dangerous for them and for me to try to force me to move over, because I need to stay on the outer lane, go slow, and I'm super heavy, and every day that somebody tries to push me over or something like that, and they just don't get it. If I'm in my car, in my pickup, I'll get over. But on the semi, give us a break, please.
Okay, Brian, it's a good grievance. Thank you for it.
All right.
A lot of mergers today.
Austin in Belton. Hello.
Hi. Happy Friday in Rock Chalk.
Rock Chalk.
I just wanted to share my grievance, which is not a lane merge.
Thank God.
Whenever I park and I have my two children and I'm putting them in their car seats, I try to go as fast as I can to politely let other people park next to me. But over the past 2 months, I've had 4 instances where people aren't waiting for me and they almost hit my car or me or my child.
Oh,
so
I'm really getting a little sick and tired of that. And yeah, that's my grievance.
Okay. Austin, you were in, my friend. Bruce in Raytown. Bruce, good afternoon. Hello.
They tied it.
Well, I'm not complaining about merging. I just when I travel on my BMW, mm-hmm. The Harley Davidson, sometimes if I travel past a group of them, they tend to mess up my gas mileage because there's always a couple of them that think they're going to go around me, and as I pass them about 80, and they're going about 65, then they come out after me, so I have to show them that there's no chance those things are going to catch that BMW, and that really messes my gas mileage up on my trip. So that's my grievance, because there's not a chance they're going to catch that BMW.
Can I ask you a question, Bruce, if you don't mind? And it's certainly not a challenge. Is there a rivalry between Harley riders and riders of other motorcycles?
Oh yeah, they don't like anybody that rides another bike, and you know they. In fact, I have a friend that parked in a parking lot next to a bunch of Harleys and went in to eat. He was headed up from Texas to meet me at Bed and Breakfast in Branson, and I was already at the Bed and Breakfast. He parked there to eat lunch, and I told him, when you go in, make sure you can always see your motorcycle and make sure you don't park next to any other motorcycles. Well, he did, and when he came out, he drove about 10 feet and realized they slid his back tire.
Oh my gosh.
And that was a new tire I put on a year before that in Texas.
That is felonious behavior. There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a Harley, so that's why they did that.
They just pulled ahead. Yale is now leading Auburn.
Okay. Rachel in Green Valley.
Someone bring me a martini.
Okay.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Go ahead, Rachel. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. My grievance is definitely not merging, but I do have a little road rage at times. But my grievance is with dementia. My dad is failing fast since October, and his 7 sisters are coming at me thinking that I held it from him for so long, and I'm the only one that my father remembers out of 3 daughters and 3 grandkids and a wife of 48 years. So
I'm so sorry.
It's tough, but nobody seems to realize what the struggles that family goes through whenever they're watching their family members diminish in front of their eyes.
Oh, Rachel,
we are so sorry, sweetheart. So sorry. Know that you are not alone.
Yes.
Rachel, may God bless you and may God bless your family and certainly your father. Why don't we take a break on that one? We'll get to everybody else in a minute. It's going to be hard to laugh after such a heartfelt share and grievance. 913-586-7798. 7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Yes, we will keep you updated on the scores. Yale 73, Auburn 72 with 45 seconds left. Mm-hmm. Josh in Leawood. Josh, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, I'm really fed up with, you know, all the road rage that's going on, and like, I wish there was a way that I could let people know that I'm trying to merge on to the highway or turn left or right. I just can't believe there is not, like, somebody hasn't invented that yet.
Okay. Josh, thank you.
Josh, do appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you for it. Nancy in Liberty. Nancy, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks.
This is it. I'm driving to work. It's dark. And I'm in the right lane. And in the left-hand lane, there's a Jeep. And some guy was tailgating him, so he had a big bar light on the bottom by his bumper.
Okay.
He turned that thing on. It blinded everybody. Pissed me off.
A big old bright bar light.
Yeah, it's a really bright bar light across the back of his Jeep. And I think he did it because the guy was tailgating him.
I think he did, too.
But he was blinding all of us. So my other grievance is, you know, our government, they can make a decision within a month about TikTok, but they can't over daylight savings times. It's stupid.
Amen to that.
Well, and Nancy, they have tried, and there is a bill that still sits in the U.S. House that would leave the time right where it is now.
And why they can't get it done, I don't know. Is there some very, very aggressive 1860 lobby farmers?
I don't know. And I think that that's also been discounted as an old wives' tale, hasn't it? That it was for farmers. I believe it was to save energy during one of the world wars. But whatever. I'm not taking any more merging. I'm not. I'm just not. Jim.
Let's merge the merging techs.
Jim and Tonganoxie. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead. Jim, got to turn down that radio.
Let's go to Chris in Kansas City. Chris, hello.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Man, I bought my first Harley in 2007. I've been riding them ever since. I've rode with guys all over the continental United States, all over Kansas City. And I'm telling you, not one time have I ever looked at somebody else's bike that wasn't a Harley and thought, you know what? I just want to slash that tire.
You've never one time thought you wanted to commit a crime when you saw someone else's bike?
You know, how dare you park in a legal parking spot next to me? there's no way. I don't believe that for a second.
You're not
Everybody that rides motorcycles knows how much those tires cost.
How much do they cost?
Depending on where you get them, well south of $100, $200, $300. Depends on the brand, where you're getting it done at, the bike.
All right.
Well, Chris, thank you for the call, my friend. I'm glad you joined us on Festivus Friday.
Colorado is currently ahead of Florida by 3 with 14 seconds to go. That is an upset if that happens.
Jim in Ruskin Heights. Jim, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing this afternoon? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, quick grievance, Scott. This one's for you. There was a caller who called in just a couple minutes ago that said something really funny, and you didn't acknowledge how funny it was. His comment about needing to invent something that tells people when you're changing lanes, the turn signal joke, that was funny.
I apologize if I missed the joke. I think Dana, I do believe Dana caught the joke.
She did.
Jim, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
All right. Be well. Becky in Kansas City as we wrap it up. Hello, Becky.
Hi. How are you guys?
You're well. Thank you.
Hey, first time calling in, I have to air this. I'm a blue collar worker with a Fortune 500 company that's restructuring. I've spent half my life there. I'm over 50, no skill set. And the way the company is keeping everything silent, I'm seeing my fellow workers come in and be shut down. And we are living in a constant state of fear of who's next, and they're not talking. And when you pour your heart and soul into a company.
Becky, I am so sorry. And we are all thinking about you right now. I can promise you that.
We leave you with this one. I love you all. Sam is my favorite. Scott and Dana are tied for second.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
You know who else is tied? Colorado and Florida.
Yeah, I wish they would wrap that up because that's the same court Nebraska
is
supposed to be playing on right now. We got to run. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. But most importantly, be good to one another. We'll see you on Monday at 2. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.